Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Technology Report and This is America, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the challenges the U.S. Army is facing in finding young Americans who are in good enough physical condition to serve.
The same issues that the way they're impacting America's overall quality of life, competitiveness in a global economy, and other things.
Then we report on a debate within the Army about possibly letting some soldiers who fight wars on computers to be heavier than soldiers who are fighting on the battlefield. As we will hear, not everyone supports such a change. The U.S. Army's recruiting challenges and possible changes to weight standards for the Army's new cyber warriors. Those are our stories today on As It Is. We're on the radio, on the web, and we come to you on a daily podcast. We are wherever you are. We're the voice of America. The wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have ended, and Congress has ordered the military to reduce troop levels. But the United States Army and other military services must continue to recruit new soldiers, and it is having trouble finding enough people who are qualified. The Army tells VOA changes in society have decreased the number of young people who are eligible to join. The U.S. Army plans to reduce its size from 508,000 soldiers to 450,000 by the year 2017. Most new soldiers leave the service after their first enlistment period of 3 or 4 years has ended. So the Army must still recruit between 70,000 and 90,000 young Americans every year to reach its target troop level. People who want to join the Army must be in good physical and mental condition. They must be between the ages of 17 and 34. They must have graduated from high school. They must not have used illegal drugs or have a criminal record. And they may have only small tattoos and none on their hands, face, neck, or head. The Department of Defense says 71% of young Americans between the ages of 17 and 24 would not be accepted into one of the nation's military services if they volunteered. The Army believes that number will increase to 80% by 2020, mostly because of the expected rise in obesity levels. The Army says about 28% of people who apply are rejected because they are overweight or have behavior problems. Others are not permitted to join because they have a criminal record or a history of drug abuse. Some are rejected because they are unable to meet the military's academic requirements. One quarter of the high school graduates who take the Army's math and reading test fail it. Major General Alan Bachelet is the commander of the U.S. Army's Recruiting Command. He spoke to the public radio program Here and Now in August about the Army's recruiting difficulties. He says the main problem is young Americans' poor physical fitness.
The factors that we use to measure and evaluate people to join the Army, increasingly, they're not able to meet those requirements. And it's very troubling, and the trends are not in a good direction, especially in regards to fitness. Young people are showing up at our doors increasingly unfit or obese, and it's a real problem.
The U.S. Army reflects the nature of the country's youth, and many young Americans are simply too fat to fight. General Bachelet says he is worried the Army will soon be unable to reach its recruiting goals. He says the country's current social trends may be creating a serious national security problem. You are listening to As It Is on The Voice of America. The U.S. Army needs cyber warriors to defend against attacks on the nation's computer systems. But it is having a hard time finding young Americans who meet all of the requirements for the job. Cyber warrior candidates must have advanced computer skills, want to join the service, and meet the Army's current physical fitness standards. So the Army is studying whether it should have different height and weight standards for soldiers depending on what job they will do. The possible change could permit cyber warriors, soldiers who fight the enemy in cyberspace, to have more body fat than soldiers who fight on the battlefield. Now, all soldiers must meet the same physical standards, whether they are cooks, clerks, or infantrymen. To remain in the Army, male soldiers between the ages of 17 and 21 must be able to do 35 push-ups and 47 sit-ups. They must also run 2 miles in fewer than 17 minutes. Female soldiers of the same age must reach similar timed targets for push-ups, sit-ups, and a 2-mile run. Major General Alan Bachelet leads the U.S. Army Recruiting Command. The Florida Times Union newspaper reported his comments about possible changes to the Army's standards for some new soldiers. The newspaper said General Bachelet believes people who are fighting a war in cyberspace may not need to meet the same physical standards as infantrymen. They must still be physically fit, healthy, and have a professional appearance, however. But many young Americans are obese and do not exercise much. Many of them are likely to struggle or fail to pass the Army's physical fitness test without training. General Bachelet did not say how the test might be changed to permit those who cannot pass it, but who have the computer skills the Army needs, to join the military. Beth Ash is a senior economist at the RAND Corporation, a research group. She studies military recruiting activities. She told VOA that new missions have always forced the Army to study different recruiting methods.
A few years ago, this issue came up in the context of language capability, that people who had language capability wouldn't necessarily meet other requirements. And the issue there was that people who have language capabilities in the languages we really needed weren't necessarily U.S. citizens or would have passed security clearance-related issues. So these are smaller-scale programs that were very targeted to a specific need, and the idea was these people would help meet that need.
The Army told VOA that officials have only talked about possible policy changes. They have not made a decision about changing standards for possible new cyber warriors. A spokesman said, the Army works in deliberate, careful ways on issues like this, so we don't believe a change will be made soon. That's our program for today. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time with another broadcast, webcast, and podcast edition of As It Is from the Voice of America.
The Technology Report is next, followed by This is America. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. For years, robots have helped doctors perform operations with greater safety, speed, and exactness than by using hand-controlled instruments. Now, one such machine reduces the time it takes to make dental crowns. This procedure can repair a damaged tooth in just about 2 hours. Years ago, several long visits to the dentist were required to manufacture a dental crown. And between visits, the patient had to wear a temporary crown, a small hat-like cover that encircles the tooth. During that period, a technician prepares a permanent replacement. Since the 1980s, robotic machines have greatly speeded up that procedure. Sitting in the dentist chair takes far less time than it once did. Michael Silvius has a dental office in Northern Virginia, near Washington, D.C. He describes the time saved.
12 minutes worth of chair time for the patient. The rest of the time, it's work that's taking place outside the patient's mouth.
Dr. Silvius and his assistant are preparing a patient's tooth for a new crown. The drilling inside the patient's mouth lasts about 5 minutes. In the past, a plastic material was used to make an impression of the damaged tooth. But now, Dr. Silvius uses a video camera on a wand to inspect the tooth and the surrounding area. Next, a computer takes over the process. It designs the new crown and creates directions for a robotic milling machine. A small cube of porcelain is placed between two drills, similar to the one the dentist uses. The porcelain is no larger than the tooth. The high-speed tools break off extra material from the cube, creating a perfectly shaped tooth crown. To harden, the crown must be heated for about 10 minutes. During that process, its color is changed to the color of the patient's other teeth. Then, the dental crown is ready to be placed permanently in the patient's mouth.
It feels amazing. The tooth feels like my tooth.
Many people wearing crowns will say the newer procedure is a huge improvement over older methods. But Dr. Silvius says even this technology may someday become obsolete.
The other thing you really look forward to is genetic engineering and eventually cloning so that you can make the crown out of actually enamel, just like the patient's natural teeth are.
For now, Dr. Silvius says his patients are happy to be able to get a new crown in just one visit.
And that's the VOA Learning English Technology Report. For more technology stories, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com.